This is 89.5 WNIJ. I'm Susan Stevens. Well, Illinois' budget crisis is putting low-income school districts in more trouble, even though they're receiving federal funds to try to make them equal with wealthy schools. And that's part of a new report that was published this weekend in the Rockford Register-Star. It says Illinois lawmakers are diverting money from a program known as Title I. They're putting it toward teachers' pensions. But education advocates say the money should be used to hire specialized teachers who help students struggling in the areas of math and reading. Karina Curry is the reporter who wrote that story in the Register-Star. Let's start off with a Title I program. How does that work?
Well, Title I, there are federal grant dollars. They're distributed to school districts across the country. The money is divided up based on low-income populations of that school district. So some school districts get a lot of Title I money and some get very little.
Nearly all Rockford Public Schools are supposed to get more than $14 million from the federal program. That's what you found. And in recent tight state budgets, Rockford and some other districts outside of the metro Chicago area and Chicago aren't getting their full share. How does that happen?
What's happening with Title I funds in the state of Illinois is the state is taking a large portion of that money and redirecting it to the teachers' pension fund, which the state has historically underfunded. So the state owes a lot of money, about $61 billion to the pension fund. And so what they're doing is school districts that get Title I funding, they're taking a percentage of that and applying it towards the pension system.
And that's happening before this money ever gets to any of the local school districts.
Actually, what happens is the Title I funds, like say, for example, in Rockford, Rockford gets about $14 million in Title I funds. If the Rockford School District uses some of that money to pay for certified staff, if they hire teachers with that money, what they need to do is they make the district and the teacher's contribution on the pension for that teacher. They, because it's a federal funded program, they also pay for the state's contribution on that teacher's salary. So they end up paying their portion, which is about 10%, but then also the state rate, which is this year 33% on that salary. So if you looked at it from an example of like a teacher that is paid $50,000 annual salary, the school district would need to pay the school district's contribution to the pension, which amounts to $4,700, and then also the $290 directly from the school district, and then also have to pay the $16,790, which is the state's contribution on that pension.
Is the federal government okay with this?
You know, I spoke with someone from the federal government. I think that their explanation, they said that, you know, pension costs are allowable in the Title I program, but it needs to be reasonable and it needs to follow the rules of Title I. So I think that they said that they needed more information about what's going on in Illinois before they could say if it's something that they're going to look into or not. So hopefully maybe they're looking into it now.
That's money that is, and I can see how this money would be used, could be used for pensions when it comes to new hires or things like that. But to use it as yet another filler for maybe mistakes made in the past when it comes to the way the state government has dealt with pensions, is that your understanding from what you've learned after this in-depth months and months of study of this, really?
Yes, Sue, that's exactly what's happening, is that the teachers' retirement system actually did an analysis last year looking into possibly changing that rate, because the rate was getting so high that school districts were asking them to reconsider how high that rate is and maybe lower it, because they feel like the rate is artificially high. It doesn't, because it's the way that they calculate it, it's the cost of that teacher's pension plus also money to pay towards the debt that's owed. So when TRS looked at that system, they said from their financial analysis was that they could actually probably lower that rate. If TRS was funded, that rate would probably be somewhere around 7 or 8% as opposed to 33. So it's the difference from 7 or 8% on a salary of a teacher to 33, 35% on the salary of that teacher. That's the portion that they feel is going toward the pension because of debt that's owed, because the state didn't pay before. So they're taking that amount. That's the amount that the districts want to have back. And in Rockford, it's between $1.5 and $2 million a year. They're saying that portion that we pay on our teachers that from Title I funding, we would like to have that money backed to hire more teachers.
And you talked to several different school districts around about what this money would be used for, what they would like to use it for, but they find that they can't. What did you hear from them?
Oh, yeah. In fact, some of the districts had plans already laid out because of the work that TRS had done last year and their plan to reduce the rate down to 7.44. Harlem schools were looking to hire professional development specialists for their middle schools and high schools. They have them at their elementary level. But these are specialists that work with the teachers and help them develop lessons plans and curriculum. They're kind of like an extra set of hands in the classroom, someone that the teachers can bounce ideas off of, and they work together to help best develop their lessons. In a place like Belvedere, they were going to hire math specialists. A lot of schools have literacy specialists these days, but in Belvedere, they wanted to have a math specialist that would work with students on a one-on-one basis or in small groups, especially those students that are struggling with, you know, math lessons. And they gave me some examples of what they could do in Rockford as well. They could hire a couple dozen more of these specialists, literacy specialists, numeracy specialists for the buildings.
You talked with a lot of different people about what this means to them. What are state lawmakers saying about using this money in the way that they do?
Well, I think that most of the lawmakers that I spoke to said that they don't necessarily agree with it. Some of the ones that I spoke to for this article, the Republicans that voted against the budget, that this was in the budget, so they voted against that. I think that they thought that this was definitely not the proper use of Title I funds, and they don't really approve of it. I think other legislators, though, across the state maybe really don't know that this is going on. It's not something. It's one of those issues that in the bigger picture with the financial crisis that's going on in Illinois and the budget and everything that's going on with school funding reform, too, this is kind of getting, or it has gotten, lost in all of that big mix.
Everybody likes to point fingers and blame, and you found that some people have taken your article as, you know, another attack on teachers or local politicians. Who's at fault?
It appears to me, after all the research that I've done, it really looks as though the state is and when I say the state, I'm speaking of the state leaders and the legislators that approve the budget and approve the changes in the pension codes. They're the ones that have put this into law. They're the ones who approve it every year. And so if this were to change, they would need to be the ones to change it. They could change it. They do have the power to change it. In previous years, now the TRS board set the rate. And that was written in the pension code. And they had agreed to set the rate at what the state's contribution was each year. But even the TRS board started to question matching the rates that way when the rate was getting so high. And so, you know, they had tried to change it. And what happened last year is basically their authority to set the rate was taken away from them. And the authority to set the rate now is with the General Assembly. So if the General Assembly wanted to reduce the rate to 7.44 like the TRS board had wanted to last year, they could do that. So, yeah, definitely I think that when people read a story that has to do with TRS or reads a story that has to do with about pensions, the state diverting money to pensions, I think they feel like money should go towards the state should be spending its money to fund those pensions, and that the teachers are to blame in some way. But I don't see that at all in this report. I don't see how the teachers didn't decide to take the money from Title I and put it towards the pension system. That is something that lawmakers decided.
How does this affect the classroom?
The way that I saw that it affected the classroom is, you know, when it's really interesting when you go into a classroom and you're asking them to talk to you about how they use Title I funds and how that changes their classroom, it kind of gives you a glimpse into how this money changes the environment. It makes the environment better for students. It brings in these additional resources and specialists that can support you know, classroom teachers and help make them better at what they do and make the experience for the students better and give them tools and technology so that they have get a better education. And so these Title I funds, there was a purpose for creating them. It was to direct more money to some of the poorest schools so that the achievement gap can be closed. And that's what a lot of these schools try to use this money for. And I think what you're hearing from the districts is that they want to keep it all. They want to keep all of this Title I money so that they can keep doing what they do with it because they feel like it makes a big difference.